This is Akashvani Itanagar. The news read by Narang Koyang. A total of 65.68% of voter turnout was recorded in the third phase of Lok Sabha election. Among them, there were nearly 66.89% of males, 64.41% of females, and 25.2% of third-person gender. According to Election Commission, the female voter turnout was highest in Assam, with female voter turnout of 85.34%, followed by West Bengal with 83.01%. Uttar Pradesh recorded the lowest female voter turnout of 56.01%, followed by Gujarat with 56.56%. In case of third gender voters, Goa recorded the highest voter turnout of 75%. In this space, 93 Lok Sabha seats of 10 states and 1 union territory went to polls. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar expressed optimism about the potential of the India-EU Free Trade Agreement negotiations and a collaboration within the Trade and Technology Council, highlighting the increasing depth of economic interaction between the two entities. Addressing at the EU National Day celebrations in the capital, he underscored India's significant regard for the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, which was established last year, and expressed eagerness to advance its progress. South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation Secretary General Mohammad Ghulam Sarwar has arrived in New Delhi on his first official visit to India. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that it is an opportunity to further strengthen cooperation in South Asia. Mr. Sarwar is on a 5-day visit to India, during which he is scheduled to have a series of meetings. A review meeting on completed and ongoing projects of state's Rashtriya Uchchatar Shiksha Abhiyan and Pradhan Mantri Uchchatar Shiksha Abhiyan was held at the Rajiv Gandhi University, Rono Hills in Duimukh. During the meeting, Additional Secretary Education, Union Ministry of Education, S. K. Banwal urged the state government and the RUSA functionaries to avail the central schemes for strengthening the education sector. He prioritized on post creation for the sanction of manpower for engineering colleges. He further suggested that all the higher and technical educational institutions to be brought under the free smart portal. Furthermore, he directed to finalize pending direct premium remittance system for PM USHA projects and approved within June this year. International Nurses Day was celebrated today at the new academic building, Tomoriba Institute of Health and Medical Science in Naharlagan. The theme for this year's celebration is The Economic Power of Care. On this occasion, 60 nursing officers, MTS and sanitary workers were awarded with appreciation letters for their selfless and outstanding work during their services. The Pan Arunachal Voluntary Blood Donation Program was organized today by Galo Youth Organization under aegis of Galo Welfare Society, observing the 5th death anniversary of late Dr. Mingay Loy at Ramakrishna Hospital in Itanagar. Further, more than 100 units of blood were collected. Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with Mahindra & Mahindra Limited to conduct 2 pilot projects under the Drone Didi Yojana, launched earlier this year. The scheme aims to train 15,000 women to operate drones for agricultural purposes such as fertilizing the crop, monitoring crop growth and planting seeds, thereby creating new livelihood opportunities for women through imparting skills in new technology areas. The State Bank of India, Itanagar branch, under its corporate social responsibility, has donated an ambulance to TRIMS Nahalagan on Friday to enhance healthcare accessibility and potentially save lives in the community. Arunachal Football Association, along with Northeast United FC, will host the Blue Cups football tournament for under 7, 9 and 11 years old, both boys and girls categories from 8 June this year at Rajiv Gandhi Stadium in Nahalagan. The 7th edition of joint military exercise between India and France will be conducted from 13 to 26 of this month in Umroi, Meghalaya. The aim of the exercise is to enhance joint military capability of both sides to undertake multi-domain operations in a sub-conventional scenario. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.